I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Oh boy, you've come into a very interesting situation right now. Jess is trying to speed pee as we speak. She was like, oh my God, I have to pee. Now, if you're somebody that's has pee anxiety, then you know how it feels. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
Wait, how long?
It's about 30 seconds.
Am I 30 seconds late?
About 30 seconds late.
Oh my God.
You feel better though?
You guys, you know when like you know you have to pee, but you're like, I can hold it, but then you don't and you go pee and you realize, oh my God, I really could not have held that. If I didn't go pee, I legitimately would have peed myself.
What I love is most shows would have just played another song, not us. We're just going to make it even more awkward.
Oh
All right,
God.
It's Mix. Let's do, are you good?
No.
She's not well.
I'm not good.
Let's do Friday Credit. Here we go.
It's time for Friday Credit. Feels good to let it
All right,
out.
Bladders are empty. We should be good to go. Welcome to Friday Cry-Day. If you're new to the show, that probably sounds ridiculous, and it kind of is. It's a game based on Jess's tears. As a sensitive person, Jess cries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a game up where Jess presents you with three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person. Of these three, only one is the real reason of why she cried, and you've got to figure out which one is which. Let's get into the tears. Story number one.
So this is a best friend themed Friday Cry-Day because my best friend was just here over the weekend. And the first night my best friend Stephanie got into town, we stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't tell you.
Is that true, cry or not? Is that true, actually?
Dead butt. We stayed up until 4 a.m. I didn't even stay up until 4 a.m. on my wedding night, people.
4 a.m.
4 o'clock in the morning, giggling, raging, having the time of our lives.
Can I ask what you were doing
or no? We were just happy to be together.
So
we're just like drinking and dancing and giggling and frolicking and my new lights in my living room. You guys know how much those are fun, how fun that is.
Your poor neighbors.
Listen, so the next morning I wake up, I broke two nails. Two of my nails were broken. I immediately start crying because I just got these done. I just got these done. Like, my bank account isn't ready for another set of nails. And it was night one.
I'm exhausted already. It's story number one. Okay, story number two of why Jess may have cried this week.
Story number two. You may have heard on the show earlier this week that my best friend Stephanie, who is visiting from Vegas, hates our Maryland crab cakes, which is criminal. But when she first said those words to me, like before we brought it to air, she literally said, the crab cakes are mid, they're overrated, and I don't get the hype. I got so worked up trying to explain to her how offensive that was that I literally was getting emotional because I took it personally.
Story number three.
Story number three. So Stephanie and I have worked together previously, so there are some listeners that have literally seen us grow up together, move away, get jobs, get married. We've been friends for over 10 years, all the things. And I got a DM from a listener who screenshotted a picture of us, and she said, it was so fun seeing my favorite duo back together, and I can see the pure joy on your face when you are together. And it made Aww. Me cry because it was so sweet, and I genuinely feel more complete when she's around.
Yeah. They've grown up together. It's funny. It's funny seeing you guys now as like real adults, you know?
Yeah. It was weird to see her here.
Right? 21, 22 when you first met?
I think we were 20. I think I was 21. I think I was 21 when we met. Yeah.
So it's been fun. It is. That's true. But it's enough to make Jess cry. Like, which one of those, do some deductive reasoning here, Just which one felt like the real Jess cry? All right, we go to you to play. This is Debbie from Annapolis. It's first. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Happy Friday, Debbie.
Thank you for that. So kind. Debbie, well, of those three, which one actually made Jess cry, you think?
Man, I think they're all three cry-worthy stories, Jess. I'm going to, you know, this one was a tough one. I play every Friday with my daughter Maisie in the car.
Aww.
And we're thinking that it's story number three because I get emotional over pictures. I'm a photographer, and so I always get emotional over pictures, and I'm very sentimental that way. So I'm crossing fingers that that might be the right story.
Jess, was that the real cry this week?
Oh, that was 1,000%.
I was gonna say.
Sobbing.
Yes!
Sobbing.
Even the way that story was told, I'm like...
Yes, Debbie, you're so right. I mean, honestly, I've been a mess ever since she's left, but I think seeing... it's always very special when we are together to see and receive the love from people who have like watched us grow up over the years.
Yeah.
And having her visit the first time in Baltimore was so, so special.
That's really cool. I'm still taking a little offense to the whole crab cake thing. But
no,
you should be offended.
I know you love your people.
Yeah, no, you should be offended. I'm still offended. We are beefing on that. We've only been in one fight in our entire friendship, and that was the second. But we're fine now. But I was definitely a little heated.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.